finance and economics.
Renaissance technologies. The Quant King. Jim Simons revolutionized investing.
Great investors are often known by a signature style. Warren Buffett made it big by investing in companies he thought cheap and holding on for many years. George Soros bet on macroeconomic events, at one point almost breaking the Bank of England. Jim Simons, who died on May 10th at the age of 86, was more mysterious. He plumbed the quantitative depths in often unexplainable ways. He may also have been the best of the lot. There is one goat, greatest of all time. His name was Jim Simons, as Clifford Asnes, co-founder of AQR, a hedge fund, put it to the Wall Street Journal. The flagship medallion fund of Renaissance Technologies, Mr. Simons's firm, generated a whopping $100 billion in trading profits over the three decades to 2018. Its 66% average annual return was even more astounding. No other big fund came close. Mr. Simons managed all this while being at heart a mathematician rather than an investor. He left the University of California, Berkeley at the age of 23 with a PhD in the subject, later winning the prestigious Oswald Veblen Prize in Geometry. He worked as a codebreaker at the National Security Agency before his outspoken opposition to the Vietnam War saw him dismissed. Next was Stony Brook University, where he led a maths department that emerged as one of the country's finest. It was this department, as well as others across the country, that Mr. Simons raided when he established Rentec in 1978. "We don't hire people from Wall Street," Mr. Simons told Institutional Investor in a rare interview in 2000. "We hire people who have done good science." Although the approach would become common in other hedge funds, Mr. Simons was its pioneer. Mr. Simons's influence was felt in other ways too. Typically, investors develop theories about asset prices that are informed by real-world financial and economic relationships, and then rigorously test them. Mr. Simons did things differently. After finding little success with the fundamentals first approach at the start of his career in finance, he began to mine vast quantities of data while searching for trading signals, even unintelligible ones. He encouraged his traders to look for explanations before investing. But over time, he grew willing to deploy capital even when no explanations could be found. The exact formulas by which he did so remain a secret. Some speculate Rentec was the first fund to use modern machine learning techniques. Today, quant funds hold nearly a third of the capital on Wall Street, yet few approach Rentec's stratospheric returns. Will Mr. Simons's trading juggernaut itself continue to outperform? Making hundreds of thousands of short-term trades a day has limitations. Sizable investments sometimes move markets, meaning that scaling up can erode profitability. Thus, in 2003, the Medallion Fund kicked out external investors and now just manages the money of employees and alumni. New funds that have been created for external investors have so far underwhelmed. But even if the fund's scale is limited, it retains advantages. Most trading firms have teams operating with strategies that compete against one another. As Gregory Zuckerman notes in his biography of the Rentec founder, Mr. Simons constructed the Medallion Fund to follow one model and to be one team. He encouraged the sort of collaboration found in academic maths departments. Although Medallion has no outside investors, it still employs a traditional fee structure, with 5% for management and 44% for performance, which transfers wealth from older to newer employees. That is probably one reason why the average tenure at Rentec is 14 years, considerably longer than most Wall Street rivals. Another is that many employees wanted to spend their time with a man who attracted brilliance throughout his life.